Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Numb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And I pose the question to you, Mikey V, where else would you rather spend your Tuesday morning than right here with the fellas?
I mean, I wish I was spending my Tuesday morning. I'm not. It's Monday night and it's fucking 8 o'clock now for you out there in digital land. Of course, this is the best way to spend your Tuesday morning. And this is the way I would love to spend my Tuesday morning. But odds are I'm pushing some papers and some pens across my desk at this very time you're watching this. So send me your thoughts and prayers. Thank you. And otherwise, Bob, that's
that
a nice
a
shirt.
Long-winded answer.
No, you know what? I'm going to give my answers the way I see fit, okay? I'm going to give my answers the way I see fit, because you've never went into a long-winded tangent yourself, right?
I just, it was, you know, you said more than you necessarily needed to. You could have said, I'm tired.
If anybody knows about that, it's you, buddy.
Fair. I guess that's the pot calling the kettle black.
You know,
a little bit.
You know what I've been doing that I have just absolutely.
How is that glass box still behind you?
Oh, it'll be there for weeks.
No. It's by the way, it's an empty box now, thanks to TaskRabbit, which I'm going to speak about a little bit later on the show. TaskRabbit is terrific. It's a very fun.
Any void that Bob had in his life has now been filled by the app known as TaskRabbit.
You can have. It's my first time using.
I thought that was just a mirror. Wasn't it just a mirror?
Right.
You called TaskRabbit to hang a mirror?
Yeah. What?
Come on, man.
You don't. You,
I'm not.
You,
I'm not Mr. Home Improvement by any means, but like, yeah, hanging a mirror. I mean, a couple drywall anchors, a little level, and you're
I'd call a TaskRabbit to fix a light bulb. These guys do. You would do your own mirrors, Michael?
Yeah. I mean, I have.
Really?
Tim the Tool Man Taylor below us.
Yeah.
Well, no, just somebody who's, you know, I mean, again, I'm not a handyman by any means, but I mean, how hard is it to fucking put in some drywall anchors and hang a mirror?
You got to line it. Would you hang your own mirror, Joey D?
It depends. If it was in the guest room, maybe. If it's in my room, I would call it TaskRabbit.
What have we become here? What the fuck has this become,
Joe?
Man?
Joe,
what
has
this
I don't...
become if it was the guest room? What happened to
yeah,
us?
Yeah, that. By the way, I didn't understand that. What's that? What does that have to do with
I'm saying because the guest room is kind of second nature. You don't see it very often. If it's in my room and I'm seeing it day in, day out, I want to make sure it's level because those kind of things will drive me nuts.
Joey Castles, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, will you stop it? By the way, I bought a small little mirror. I don't even need to hang it for the guest room. I just pushed it up against the wall. That's all I did.
What do you mean you just push it up against? It's on the floor?
Yeah, it's up against the corner of the wall. It's like a floor mirror that goes it's like 5 feet high.
Okay.
All
interesting.
Right.
Okay.
It would look weird if I hung that.
Sure.
Mikey,
the funny thing is...
Go ahead, Joseph.
Bob said to me today, Bear Down, he goes, do you know that the TaskRabbits, they'll even wait in line for you?
They will.
He's going to pay somebody to wait in a line at the DMV so he can go get his license.
I think I tried you. Oh, as a line holder.
Yeah.
I mean, now that, let me say this. Using a TaskRabbit to wait in line at the DMV, to me, is much more acceptable than using one to
you approve.
No,
in that scenario, I do. In that scenario, if that's a real thing, that's great. I mean, honestly, yeah, that's great. But I'm saying a lot of people, I would justify spending money to have somebody wait in line at the DMV, which we know is a nightmare, over hanging a mirror. I'm saying right. That's much more. I can get with that a lot easier than I can with the mirror.
I said to my buddy today, because he's in New York. He's going to John's in Bleecker Street. And, you know, he said, the only thing I'm dreading is the line. I said, call a task rabbit. And by the way, the prices, they're very reasonable prices too.
What is it, by the hour?
Yeah, by the hour.
And it depends on the rabbit. It depends on how.
The 5-star rabbit, you know.
Hey, you got a good rabbit. It's actually a hair.
This guy just cracks himself up, man. It's unbelievable.
That was so bad, too.
It was so bad.
So what do they rank? They rank the rabbits, Bob? They rank them?
Yeah, they rank them based on their skill set.
This guy.
I've been watching.
Wait, he swapped his headphones up.
So
the rabbits, what are the rabbits on like a 5-star rating scale or what?
I don't
know. Based on skill, what?
Yeah, like experience.
Got it.
But you look up what you need. So like there's some that do painting. Oh, of course. There's some that just wait in lines. That
doesn't take much skill. I mean, that's the least skilled rabbit. So that's probably costing you pennies on the dollar.
Well, I'll tell you
again, that's why I could go with that. Now, the guy who comes into your house and starts hanging shit, I would imagine, you know, they have some experience. They're going to be a more expensive rabbit.
Yeah, the one I got today was a great rabbit because he's very skilled. He was like a full time. I gotta have somebody rewire the electric or something along those lines.
Well, they probably have to reconfigure your breaker is what they have to do. This is just things that come to you when you like you have when you own a home, you got to go through all that nonsense. Through all that shit.
Yeah, if I owned a home, I would take a lot of pride in my home to where.
Yeah, but like, you're not gonna be. You're not gonna be fucking with the electric.
No.
I mean, that's something I would never do either. But I'm just saying, like, I think. For home improvements, like I draw the line at like if I can't do it myself with like a drill and like drywall anchors or, you know, I could find a stud in the wall and hang something like that. But like I'll say this, like when it came to like hanging like the big screen TVs and stuff, like I had somebody do that.
Did you just get
power tools?
I don't want to fuck that up.
Do you have power tools?
I do, yeah. You know, standard stuff though, not anything crazy, like a handheld drill.
I feel like that's the sign of an adult. When you have a power tool, when you have like a power drill,
if you own a home, you have to have these things though. Like you have to have these things because like you're going to need to fix a little knickknack and you're not going to call a task rabbit for every fucking little thing.
I'll tell you a lot
of rabbits around the house.
A ticket has this guy.
They multiply those rabbits.
Oh yeah, they call them the little fuck bunnies.
I think I've said this on the show before, but did you know that Big Ticket used to be a rabbit?
Yeah, see that doesn't surprise me.
It's a big old rabbit.
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Whoa, a little ricochet shot there for the T-Man.
That's a jackrabbit right there.
Wow.
That's the old hair.
Oh, yeah. Man, dude. Do you know how many questions now that I've used one? Do you know how many questions I would have
for ticket? What was
his skill? What was his skill?
That's a great question.
You should ask him what was his skill set?
He would assemble furniture.
IKEA? Oh, yeah.
Of that
furniture
sort.
Assembly.
Yeah, that's good.
I tell you why, that's a good little niche to get in because IKEA, that's the reason I don't shop there. It's like, who wants to put together every fucking thing you buy? Like,
well, Mikey, there's a life hack. If you go to IKEA, you pay like $60, they'll deliver and assemble
the item
for you.
Right. I still the just don't like IKEA. Going. I just don't like IKEA. I don't like it.
Fair, yeah.
I feel very uncomfortable in IKEA.
When I go in there,
I feel very uncomfortable for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They've got pretty good food, though.
That makes me very uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to eat in the same place that I'm buying a build-your-own futon. Like, there's nothing appetizing about, like, a little Swedish meatball next to a 4-foot dresser that's going to take me 10 hours to put together. Like, it just completely makes me not hungry.
Next time You pay the $60, you get the guy to assemble it, you go enjoy some meatballs.
$60 sounds like a steal.
Joe, what's the rabbit with the antlers on their head? Do you remember, you know what, which one? A jackalope. That's jackalope, what it's called.
Yeah,
a jackalope. That would be, this would be, if Ticket was a rabbit, this would be the rabbit that Ticket would look like. the jackalope with the big antlers on it.
Yeah,
head.
Man.
Very serious rabbit.
Ticket's one of those guys, we say it all the time, where he's lived like five different lives. Like he'll hit you with something. He'll be like, oh yeah, like I lived in Seattle for like 5 years. And then he'll be like, yeah, I lived in Machu Picchu for like a year. Like he's one of these guys that he's just kind of seen, you know, a little bit of. And by the way, he did live in Seattle. He went there to do a Kurt Cobain biopic when he was a writer. Yeah. Isn't that something?
He moved to Seattle so he could assimilate himself within the confines.
That's what I'm saying. You want to talk depression. You're talking about doing a Kurt Cobain bio in Seattle, man.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
That's the epitome of depressing.
I'll tell you, you know what's one of my favorite things of the day? I have watched this maybe 20 times by now. The Joey D. Dick's Sporting Goods ad today is one of my all-time.
Which one? Which? There's two.
We got that new today.
Which one? Yes. That's the one.
Oh, let me tell you. Are you here for the Golfathon event? Because
I thought it was very well edited, Bob.
No, to be honest, I had
it
no
is
idea
there
was
an event going on.
Favorite.
The Golfathon is I think that look is a good look for Joe. The Dick's
I like
employee.
It.
Oh, get out of here. I'm not saying, Joe, I'm not saying you should work for Dick's. I'm just saying I don't think the look is that bad.
No, listen.
J.J. Watt. Dick's athlete, Joey D, Dick's athlete.
I DM'd him. I said, what did I say? Something like Dick's represent Dick's or something like, oh, that sounds terrible. That sounds terrible. I didn't say it like that. I said,
hey, JJ, I'm representing Dick's over here.
Big old Dick's representative. I didn't say it like that. I said something like, I don't remember, but he's full blown Dick's Sporting Goods. Like, I didn't realize how into it.
Full blown Dick's, man.
He's JJ saying something nice.
There's really no way to talk about Dick's.
Oh my God, man. We're just banging ourselves here,
man.
You
know what? JJ's one of those guys. He's setting up a nice little second career for himself, a little after football career. He's a part owner in Burnley, the soccer team. I don't know.
He's a part owner of Burnley?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
That he's got the bagel shop that he keeps sending me bagels from.
I was wondering what the fuck that was about. Okay,
keep sending me bagels. Bagel from
yeah. No, I know. I saw Pop's that, but bagels. I was like, why? Now it makes sense.
Pop's Bagels, but Joe, I actually got a new shop. I love Pop's, but a local shop here that, believe it or not, Mikey V, this place has Taylor ham. You know the omelet that I sent you today?
Yeah.
They put Taylor ham in the omelet. It's Taylor ham.
They should have Taylor ham. Yeah, and is the JJ's place is Bob's Bagels?
No, Pops. Yeah.
Pops Bagels. Because there's Pops a place bagels. Right. There's a place within like 5 minutes of my house. Excellent bagels, and it's actually called Bob's Bagels.
Bob's Bagels.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a good
and it's
name.
A very good bagel place. Really, they make the flat everything bagel, which is one of my favorite bagels of all time. I love a flat,
Like a Bialy.
Bob should be the spokesperson.
It's not a Bialy. It's literally a flattened bagel. They call it a flagel or a flat bagel.
Sure.
A lot of places around here have them.
Yeah,
and I mean this thing is just loaded with the everything. You know, all the everything seeds and all the shit. And I'm a big advocate for the flat bagel. But yeah, Bob's Bagels in Lyndhurst.
Do you know the flagels are great, by the way. They don't get enough
love
credit.
A flagel. No,
I do too.
I don't like a lot
I never
of
had
dough
one of
in
those.
My bagel.
Joe, I you would love let me tell you something, Joe. You would love a flagel.
What is it? You just take all
it's
the
a flat it's
out?
It's a bigger bagel surface area wise, but it's flattened so you don't have like you know how people like this is a thing in Jersey and New York. It's a thing to go to bagel shops and you'll hear someone. I never do it because I think it's preposterous, but I have heard people do it in
scooped
line.
Scooped
out bagel. The flagel, you'll never have to scoop out a bagel again because it's not a doughy bagel. It's flat already. There's nothing to scoop out really. You get the perfect amount of dough, in my opinion, ratioed to the crust topping. Like in everything flagel. That'll tune you up real nice.
You know, the problem though that JJ's bagels have, it's a great bagel, but I will just say they have a Jersey Mike's issue where if you have one of the bagels, it's not enough, but you if you have two, it's two Mike's, too much. And
Got it.
that's my
Got it.
problem right now with Jersey Mike's.
Got it. But you go the full sand with Jersey Mike's or no? You go the big one,
You can't go giant.
You can't, it's too much.
Giant is too big, but then the large sometimes isn't enough.
I think they call it the regular. Yeah, the
Regular?
regular,
Yeah, I
then.
agree. The difference between the regular and the giant is it's there should be something in the middle there.
I
Tick
agree.
went with the giant.
Well, yeah, Tick is Tick's a
That's kind of like,
different
yeah, no, that's kind of like Chevy. That's kind of like Chevy going from like the Malibu to the Suburban. Like you need the
Oh, I
Tahoe in the
love a good
middle, like,
Suburban,
or
man.
you got the Chevy Traverse, which is like a
The
SUV, but then
Tahoe.
you don't have to jump to the Suburban. You got the Tahoe in the middle. The Tahoe is kind of
Yeah,
like
that's nice too.
they need J Jersey Mike's needs the Tahoe, Bob. And
Yeah, they need the
I
Tahoe.
know what you're talking about in that regard as well. I know exactly what you're saying there. 'Cause that's right.
Yeah.
The giant one makes you feel like shit after you. I've ordered it several times. You feel like
Yeah.
shit
And something like
after.
that, like someone would say, oh, save it for later. Like, no, I can't. It's never the same when you get it then from the fridge. And also too, like just knowing that's in there, I can't just save it. I then have to go back to it. And then it just puts me in a very uncomfortable spot.
I'm not a big saver of takeout food. I'm
You
not like
should
a big
do.
like now homemade food, like if Holly makes it and it's like leftover
That's
Sunday
fun.
gravy,
We should
something
do
like
a
that,
top five
that's actually.
leftover foods.
Yeah, we definitely can,
I think that
Joseph.
would play. I think that that would be a good one.
By the
We could
way,
go back, to the bagel well, top five bagels. I mean, and then it would get real interesting when you start eliminating and you can't duplicate because I got a couple sleeper bagels, man, that are always on my mind. And I think I told you this, Bob. The salt bagel to me is one of the most underrated bagel plays you can make. Salt bagel.
yeah, I haven't really dabbled in.
I love a salt bagel, man.
I
Joe, you
thought
ever
you
have
were
a
going to
salt
say
bagel? I feel
blueberry.
like you're talking
Blueberry,
different
oh,
language.
blueberry's a big bagel.
Blueberry,
Blueberry's
I
a
feel like you like
top-notch bagel.
blueberry.
Top-notch bagel, blueberry.
You
I never
don't.
tried these bagels. This is like foreign language to me.
Yeah, but Canada, I had good bagels in Canada. Canada's got good like bakery, baked goods.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Montreal.
Montreal. Oh, that's where
Yeah.
I was. So I'm not going to generalize because Canada's massive, so I won't generalize. But Montreal baked goods, tremendous. Everything I
You
had.
just booked his flight to Canada today,
I
Bob.
did. I did.
You booked a flight to Canada.
For the wedding.
So for the wedding, I had to because I had
Oh.
travel credits that were going to expire Easter Sunday, so I had to book it. So I booked
What's
all
your
of it.
flight? Where are you going direct
Direct
to
to Vancouver, not
Vancouver?
nonstop. Yeah.
Oh, that's
That's a
nice.
nice win, Michael.
That's a good
Yeah. Well, it
touch,
is. It
Mikey.
is.
That's a
Yeah,
nice
it is.
win.
YVR is a wonderful airport, too. It's beautiful.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I started taking AG1 for about a year and a half now. If you're a longtime listener, you know I'm a big AG1 guy. Gut health, my overall immune system, and just to add that extra spark of energy into my day-to-day, which everybody needs that day-to-day energy. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it really does put me in the right mindset, and I know I'm taking the best, finest ingredients, something that I could replace my multivitamin with. Came from AG1. Just one scoop does it all for you. You can't go wrong. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. Check it out. Mikey,
Yeah.
I wanted to chat with you about something, and I saved it because I honestly wanted to ask you because we haven't really talked about it. And I remember watching it and saying, you know what? I'm going to wait to ask him this on the show.
Oh
You
no.
raised hell with Bears Twitter. Or somebody with some
Oh.
sort of bracket with
No.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to talk to you about this. It was one of the wilder things that
Yeah.
I've seen taking place on Twitter, and you got very, very into it. So why don't you tell the folks what took place?
So basically, some guy who I don't know runs this. He coincides it with March Madness, and he lists out 64 fucking Bears Twitter accounts and puts them in like, and he seeds them and puts them in like a bracket challenge. I had never been involved in it. This year, I saw people were adding me that I got tagged in this thing, and he made me a nine. Oh, he
got
seed.
The nod.
Yeah, so he made me a nine seed. The first round, they put it up, and then they put every matchup out to vote, this guy does, which is a ton of work. I don't know. This guy, I don't even know how the fuck he does it. Anyway, first round.
So 64 teams, 64. That's got to be four brackets of 14. So yeah. So that's pretty good. So you're a nine seed. That's right. That's not terrible.
So the first round, I upset an eight seed in the first round. You know what I mean? And then the next round, I had to play a one seed. And the one seed dusted. Is this guy, Adam Hodge, who does like Bears TV. He's on, you know, Chicago NBC, all these things. He's got a podcast. He's like one of the biggest like names in Bears stuff.
Did he crumple?
So what
you?
I did was on Instagram, I said, yo, go and vote for me in this tournament. I said, because I'm not going to have, I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, all these guys.
This is like what you do with the top fives. You're rigging it.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's rigging it, though. Like, it's an open competition for votes. I don't think that's rigging it. This guy has hundreds of thousands of followers. How is that rigging it?
That's like if you're running for president for United States and you go and tell, you know,
you're running a campaign for your people that like you. What's the problem with that? That's what they do. Anyway, long story short, what happened was I put this story on Instagram and the voiceless and the faithful, it might have been everybody, they just showed out, bro. And I took a significant lead over this guy, and it was the most voted on of every matchup in the second round. And long story short, I was accused of cheating because people on Twitter like don't know my Instagram following and they couldn't compute in their brain how a guy that has 100,000 plus on Twitter is getting beat out by a guy with 16,000 on Twitter. All right. Like they thought I was like buying bots or something like that to vote for me in this tournament, which is, I mean.
But that was it. First off, how does this guy find 64?
That's a wonderful question.
I couldn't find 12 that cover
right,
the Yankees.
Right. Bears Twitter's a very, very toxic place. Very toxic place. And you know what?
They accused me of cheating.
And they do.
Accused me of cheating, man, the voiceless and the faithful were just, they went nuts. They just went crazy. But you know what? They all came to my defense. And then I don't know what happened after that. Then he said I didn't cheat. First, he disqualified me. Then he said, you're not disqualified. Now, I don't know, because to be genuinely honest, I didn't care. I knew what was going to happen. It was going to ride.
Mikey.
No, I don't.
No, Mikey.
I'm going to tell you why in the end of the day, because I don't run a Bears Twitter account. Like, my Twitter is, I talk about the Bears, sure, but like, I don't work for the Bears. I don't work for a media company. Right. Like, I don't.
Well, then so, why, like, if you didn't care, why did you tell everybody to vote?
Because this is exactly why. Because I knew that it would it flipped Bears Twitter upside down for like a day and a half, bro. Like, people, like Big Cat tweeted and was like, I voted for Mike, let my vote count. Like, it flipped the whole, and everybody just went fucking crazy. Same way with the Justin Fields thing. So, like, I just had Bears Twitter on the ropes for like a month now. And to see the reactions of some of these people is just, it's hysterical to me. It's hysterical. And it's good fun. It's all in good fun. And I think people that really follow along know that it's in good fun and it's supposed to be funny. But some of these dudes, man, just take it very, very.
I'll tell you what, Bob, the Packers Twitter sources are prepping for a Super Bowl run. And the Bears Twitter are doing a March Madness.
That's how petty it is. That's right. That's right.
That just
that's
shows you how much right. success this franchise
it
has
went
had
from
the
it
last
went from,
5 to 10 years.
It went from Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, everyone, like half the fan base against each other, and now it's this fucking tournament. And now it'll be draft night.
I will say, though, Mikey, and by the way, this isn't me busting your balls. It goes to show that you're doing something right. So many people that I saw, because I was watching it unfold, saying, isn't this the guy that broke the false Justin Fields story? But in all seriousness, it shows that you at least, that people are watching and that people are there.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, you should fire that source and tell him never to show the light of day again.
To talk about the guy that fucked up the source.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. I'm not going to air the guy out, right?
But he threw you. He put you in deep water,
but not intentionally. And you know what? Like, I took a shot. I believed him. I would have believed him again. Honestly, I have no problem because again, like me being wrong, that doesn't do anything to me. Like it doesn't, like would I've liked to be right on the one hand? Yeah. But on the other hand, I want Caleb Williams. So I'm kind of happy I was wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, it turns out, sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm just saying like at the end of the day, like it just doesn't matter to me. Like, and I think that's what drives people so fucking crazy is that I can have this really controlled intensity about everything I do on social media. But at the end of the day, I really don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit about social media?
You're going to tell me I do, but I'm telling you, I really...
Okay, like maybe not about this one
Justin
thing,
Fields
but you...
thing, bro. Listen, it was a real source. I would trust the guy again. The tweet got over 1.5 million impressions. Like it got me a lot of people started following. Like it was just a good thing for me overall. Now, was it wrong? Yeah, it turned out to be wrong information. But at the end of the day, I really honestly don't care. I really don't.
The funniest thing
was, stand by the guy. I will still.
By the way, finding out that the person who had probably the best source of where Justin Fields was going to go turned out to be Fat Perez. And Fat Perez, remember we were talking about it with Perez?
Perez could have
sent you to a whole nother.
Yeah, that's Mikey fun. Would have been in the fourth seed if that had happened.
Yeah,
maybe
the
three.
Seed.
Maybe three.
Yeah. The whole thing is comical.
And you know what? In Perez's defense, I do remember it was when we were with Manziel. It was through Manziel. I remember hearing it, but I didn't really remember who they were talking about.
Right.
Anyway, fellas, let's let's get on into our buy or sell of the program of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Before I actually even get into that very interesting snake draft top five coming today, I think this it's going to be a whole assortment of things. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But our buy or sell of the week, and we are going to start with none other than Joey D for the buy or sell.
I've been selling a lot lately. I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of airing of grievances and stuff. I'm a buy this week. Okay. And this week, I'm going to buy North Carolina State basketball, man. This is a fun watch, man. And first of all, the lowest seed to make a Final Four in college basketball. And this DJ Burns, dude, this guy, they are just such a fun story. They started off losing their first four games of the year. They lost like something like seven of the first nine games, had to win the last five games of the year, win the ACC tournament, make it in. They've won nine in a row. The coach was on the verge of getting fired. I was talking to Perez about this. He had a clause that if he won the ACC tournament, he automatically gets not only to keep his job, he gets an extension. So he's going to get a raise. Now he's got him in the Final Four. I hope they win the whole thing. They're going up now against, I believe, Purdue. And, you know, Zach and the Beanstalk, seven-foot-four Edie. Dare to dream, Mikey. It'd be a hell of a story.
UConn ain't losing, dog. These teams are they're not only covering – Purdue and UConn are steamrolling teams. They've been crushing teams. So I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. UConn is going to be UConn and Purdue. It seems like it's a crash course for those two teams. It really does to me, anyway. But
I think
North Carolina State's a great buy. I think it's a great buy.
I'm just saying, I'll be rooting for them.
So much fun to watch.
Hey, is that guy not fun?
He looks like they just picked him off the streets.
The guy's just teardropping left hand.
I love
shots.
Him. He's smooth as silk. Smooth as silk.
You know who he...
All smiles, too, the whole game.
Yeah, you know who he reminds me of a lot? And he happens to be one of my favorite hotel guests of all time. It's a totally random one. Zach Randolph.
Oh, I was going to say that.
He was one of my favorite guests. I got such a fucking kick out of him.
Well, he used to blow through money like it was fucking nothing.
He did that too. He's a very good talker. Goes very, but we're not going to air it out. We're not going to air it out. But he was.
Great guy.
Spend
money.
Great tipper. But yeah, he reminds me a lot of Zach Randolph. And then but I will say, as good as Purdue's been, I don't think they've been as dominant as UConn.
UConn's been.
Oh, I pray to God,
head and shoulders above everybody.
Oh my God, I don't see a world where they lose. I mean, they are. And by the way, you know, a really interesting coach. I thought at first I hated him, and now he's starting to grow on me a little bit. Is Earl? Yeah. I thought at first, you know, because he did a whole thing, and a lot of coaches do this.
Awesome.
When they were they were up like 25, and it was at the halftime where they go to interview him, and he's like all pissed about how they're playing and shit like that. And I always think that that's kind of for show in a way, is like when you're down 25 and you're livid about the way that they're playing. With that being said, he has definitely grown on me a bit to where I like him now.
Yeah, I think they're the bell of the ball. I really do. They've been just dominant. They've been so dominant. And, you know, every time you think that, you know, they're given too many points, they just, I mean, good teams win, great teams cover. That certainly is the, and now Purdue on the flip side, Joe, I thought Purdue was a little, I thought that line with Tennessee was disrespectful. I thought Tennessee, I don't want to get into that kind of talk, but I just, again, a team that had been blowing teams out, covering every game, and you're telling me less than 4 points for that team?
Well, that Zach Edey played his balls off, man.
I mean, the guy, when they feed him and he's right and he's not in foul trouble, he's unstoppable.
He's 7'4". I mean, he just goes like this and he scores.
Did you see that? A monster. Did you see that clip going around of him going into the room with
that's
that
like
girl?
Me going into a room. That's
what I know.
What happened? Is that what you thought of?
So after the game, reminiscent. And by the way, the girl that he was with was a very pretty girl.
Oh, I'm not talking about the girl aspect. I'm just talking about getting into a room.
And of course.
How doofy I look next to regular sized people.
So what happened? What happened?
There's a clip after they won the Elite Eight. He was at like some frat party and someone took a video of him going into a bedroom with classic frat party.
Nowadays,
thing.
Technology, you can't do anything without it going
totally. Totally.
The guy put up a 40 piece and he should be allowed to go have a good time.
100%.
And now they're airing of the grievances, man. It's just unbelievable.
I'll tell you airing of the grievances.
But look at this video though. Look at him. Look at him walk. Look at him.
Look at the size of this guy. He can't get into that door, Joey D.
No.
That's such bullshit that someone would post.
It is.
That.
It is.
You know, let the guy have his fun, man.
100%.
Come on. Yeah. What is wrong? This is where the technology is has corrupted, you know, just everyday living. You can't do anything anymore. You can't jaywalk without someone taking a fucking video of you.
Nope.
You know who I feel really bad for too? Because like at least Edey, like everybody will say he's the man and that's great. I feel bad for the girl. You know, I feel bad for her. I mean, don't feel too bad for Zach Edey. He just dropped the 40 piece, 16 rebounds. I feel bad for the girl because she got
maybe she had the time of her life.
Well, maybe she did. But that's
you gotta imagine Edie's okay. You gotta imagine
that. Edie's
okay. Got another limb.
Oh my God, bro. You genuinely
just an absolute bohemian.
I told you, Mike.
Never had a better time in your life, Bob.
One of my biggest regrets was the first time meeting Mikey, saying, "Wow, you're fucking tall," and I still have that video.
Oh,
Mikey's
no.
Like, yeah. Just what a stupid thing to say. It really is. Mind you, he was next to Jersey Jerry, so he looked even taller. He gained like another foot. So, but what a regret, because it really is, in a way, it's a disadvantage in regards to almost being too, no, I shouldn't say a disadvantage, but hearing
people
shit,
dream of being tall.
No,
people,
I know.
People would give everything to be tall. But it's like, a great thing to be
what
tall.
What Mikey says, though, of like, you can't say something to somebody that's short. It's disrespectful. Yeah. But then you can say something to somebody who's really tall.
They have a whole thing called short man syndrome. They have
Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, what Bob is saying is not incorrect, though. Like, you got to think about things like, now there's tall, like 6'3" is a very tall man. That's a tall man, 6'3". Mm-hmm. 6'4", you're very tall. But when you start dabbling in 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", and above that, everything is very, very, very annoying. Car buying, clothes buying, airplanes, as we talked about, ad nauseum. Little aches and pains in your joints, especially, I'm not a skinny 6'7" guy. Like, a lot of these guys are bean poles that are really tall. Like, I have a lot of mass on me. Like, it's fucking, like, my body is aching all the time, bro. Like, that video I put up when I golfed Friday, I had on an elbow brace, a knee brace, a back brace.
That like, was absurd. You look like, my dad playing third base at a softball.
Yeah, I know. But I tell you what, though, afterward, I felt really good. I felt like soreness. So, you know, and I played well. So
did you start using your ice bath?
I got to fill it. I have it all set up. It's all set up.
With the water and all?
Yeah, because I got to turn the faucet on. And Jersey, it's still been dipping down into the low 30s. So I'm like very, very like paranoid about turning the faucet on.
Can you just
look at this guy? Look at this guy.
Yeah, that's Rob Bombrowski or something.
Like that. Yeah, man.
Look at the size. I feel that guy looks like a video.
Now, there's people that dream of being that big, Joe. No, they don't.
Not that big. But 6'5", yeah, that's a nice size.
6'5" is a great height.
Mikey,
it's a good height.
Let me ask you something. Would you pay money to go down a couple inches? Like, if somebody said you could pay $10,000 to go down 2 inches, would you? No, I'm serious. I'm not even. I'm serious. I really want to know. Would you go down?
2 inches everywhere, Bob? No, I wouldn't.
They call him the limb maker.
I wouldn't. I listen, truth be told.
They call him the Big Lebowski.
No. I enjoy it.
Oh, it's got to be a that thing's got bean pole.
Yo,
that thing's got to be a hickory. Piece of fucking hickory.
That's Louisville slugger, man.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
That thing could house a family of fucking woodpeckers.
Oh, my God, bro. That is preposterous. That is preposterous.
By the way, there's also having too big of a dick, too.
I don't have that problem.
That's a real thing.
I definitely don't have that problem. But to answer your original question, the answer's got to be no. I wouldn't.
What do you think is the ideal height? 6'2", 6'3"?
Would I pay 10 grand to have a different body makeup in terms of like joint? If I could like get better joints for 10 grand? Sure.
Right, but you're in great shape.
But what do you think is the perfect height? Like 6'2", 6'3"?
I think an ideal male height is 6'4". I think 6'4 is like a really
Huge.
That's tall.
6'4 is like a really good spot. I think 6'3", 6'4 is a good spot. I think it's a good spot to be in. Yeah. Once you start going over 6'6", man, it's just it's dumb. The ducking of the head naturally through every doorway, just stupid shit. It's just so dumb. I got very lucky too. My shoes are like the last size of the common sizes that they make. Because if you go online...
Are you 13 or 14?
I'm a 14, which is like the cutoff. That's it. After 14, you don't find shit. Like if I was a 16, 17, you know, again, another thing, like people just don't think about stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. 6'4 is pretty tall. I'd love 6'1", 6'2 is a good number, I think.
My dad's 6'2". It's a good number. It's a good number for sure.
I already feel myself though with my posture.
What are
you,
6 foot
talking?
Or 6'1", Joe?
I'm under 6'1".
Yeah, you're 6'1", Joe?
I'm like just under. I'm like in between 6 and 6'1". And Bob and I are essentially the same size.
I was going to say, like, yeah.
Same height, pretty much.
My posture puts me down like an inch and up. I do. I'm starting to see
this
that.
This guy's got the hunchback, man.
Dude, he does, bro. He does. His sachet, the Bob sachet.
We watched him in New York. The Mikey looks at me. He's like, look how this guy walks. And you're just.
Bro, I just, I marvel at it. It's unbelievable. He walks like he's 72 years old. But he's very nimble when he works out.
You're in great shape. Yeah,
goes for runs, all that. But when it comes to like just
around, when you see it the most, if there's like a buffet or a thing of food, he hangs around, that's when you really notice it, because he kind of like
when just, he has a plate of it's like food a vulture. In his hands, it's full hunch when he's got a plate of food. Full hunch. I'll never forget that. That's the lasting image burned in my brain. First time he ever came over to my house and he got a plate of food off like, and Holly served it like buffet style. And he comes to the plate and he said, he grabbed the full plate. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Everyone's hanging out having a good time. He left. He goes, all right, that's it for me. And he's walking away. And he's just walking with the plate and his hunch is like a full hunch. I'm like, yo, this guy's like a fucking, he's like an old man. I go, what the fuck?
You were shocked that I was going to, you thought you were shocked that I was going to bed. I remember that. You couldn't believe that I was really going.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't. That was good though. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
All right. To keep it going with the buy or sell. What I was going to do, we ended up talking about it so early in the show, is I was going to buy TaskRabbit. Although I told Joe I booked one and the guy just never showed up. So that was tough. But the buy of the TaskRabbit, I think I could really have a lot of fun with. I mean, the different things on there, the waiting in lines and that's
unbelievable.
I told him about it like 2 days ago.
That's unbelievable.
I knew it was a matter of less than a week that he would be dabbling in it once I told him, because he was so keen to find out like the intricate details of how it worked. Yeah. So today I talked to him. He said, yeah, I got a TaskRabbit coming. I said, well, no. And it's once he discovers it, he will be all in. It's like the first time he discovered Postmates.
Yeah. I mean, this is very similar. This is Postmates for like regular
for
everyday
life.
Activity.
For life.
Right. Right. No, just.
I told you guys what I did with the, and I won't get into my buy or sell, but the Postmates where I had some sort of food poisoning the other day and it was fucking, what a terrible thing to have. There might be nothing worse than when I don't mind throwing up. I could throw up no problem. Cause
I hate throwing up.
If I'm like having a long night of drinking and I throw up, I love it because it just clears everything. But when you get to the point where you're dry heaving, that's a terrible.
Man.
But I had some sort of food poisoning. I ordered Chipotle. I ate it. I threw it up. Okay. Then I ordered Dairy Queen because I just tried convincing myself that something
my
cold.
God.
By the way, a lot of people, when we did the fast food thing and I said that Dairy Queen's not a fast food place, said, Bob, it is. They sell fast food. It's really good. To the people who told me you got to try Dairy Queen fast food, shame on you. It was terrible.
You tried it?
It was awful. I was so...
Yeah. Hotties, cool treats.
Yeah. I was so upset with our followers for that. It was terrible. I threw up the Dairy Queen and then ordered McDonald's. Threw it up and called the quits. It was horrible.
I mean, Bob, at some point you got to understand, like having an empty stomach. If you're throwing up, as soon as you put something in, it's coming back.
I know. Yeah. My worst.
Like, maybe like some chicken broth or something.
You gotta go with like toast
or wheat crackers, like the rice crackers,
or pastina,
something
like that.
Yeah, you can't be doing McDonald's, dude.
That was bad.
The
man.
Dairy Queen's even crazier. That's really insane.
And
that's
Chipotle's
insane.
Pretty crazy too.
Well, the Chipotle got him sick though, so that like he
no,
doesn't.
No, he was already sick.
No, yeah,
he was sick before the Chipotle.
So what was
he
the
ordered
meal that
three
you
foods?
Then? What was the meal that
we
you
don't
think
know?
Did it?
I don't know. I don't
he
know.
Grew up at the golf
I
course.
I thought it was
before.
The Chipotle that did it.
No.
No, he ordered three things of food while he was already throwing up.
So you decided, I threw up, let me order Mexican dairy and then the worst fast food on the face of the planet.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa. McDonald's is
we love the arches, Michael.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank
yeah,
you. And by the way, I've seen the way you light up during NASCAR. Who we love, by the
That's
way.
That's a little different. The breakfast McDonald's is a little different. I think their breakfast is the best in the fast food game. There's no question. Is. There's no question. I'm saying after you get past breakfast, there's other places you could go. I'm just saying. Great coffee. Great coffee.
Really good coffee.
Really good coffee.
Some of the best coffee.
Really good. Really good. Really good. No question about it. I'll be ordering McDonald's in Alabama. There's not even.
Can't wait.
McDonald's breakfast will be on the table. By the way, found out from Perez that the reservation steakhouse is only 15 minutes from where we're staying. Not an hour, which is great.
How about the place we're staying? It looks like the set of Scarface.
The Disco Snail. The Disco Snail. Don't let that cat out of the bag. That's good
content. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, man. I really look forward to that trip with you boys. I really do.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It really will. And boy, do we love NASCAR, man.
Fucking love it,
man. We really do. We really do.
Come on, dog.
All right, buy or sell. it was going to be TaskRabbit. I am buying. You talk about a guy who looks great in pinstripes, and I know I could be selling him next week, and we're so high or low. Juan Soto, man, this guy is such a fucking dog. And some people just look good in pinstripes. The way he fills out that uniform, Mikey V, is that...
Now imagine if we had Gerrit Cole.
Oh, don't do that.
I know. And I like how you say,
imagine
you're on board with us.
Well, we're 4-0.
No, we.
No, sure are. I mean, listen, I'm going to say this. And a lot of people were like, you know, oh, what do you think about the Yankees? No, what do you think?
They look good. They're pesky.
Yes, they look good, but that's all you could say. You can't give a legitimate baseball take 4 games into the season.
The Astros are a good team, though.
The Astros are their bugaboo. There's no question. So
the fact that they swept them on the road.
There is no better possible start to a season than what the Yankees just did. And we should just leave it at that. Because you don't know how it's going to go. You don't know what's
going to
happen.
Out of the gates, they come back and win 5-4.
You know, and this was no DJ LeMahieu. This was no Volpe. He got scratched in the last game.
Volpe's been great.
He was great, and he got scratched in the last game. Aaron Judge, 2 hits the entire season. He did nothing to contribute yet. Anthony Rizzo, nothing to contribute yet. No Gerrit Cole, we know that. A bullpen that wasn't supposed to be as good as last year's bullpen or the bullpens of Yankees past. It's exactly what Bob said it was and what you said it was, Joe. It's the best possible start you could have ever hoped for as a Yankee fan, sweeping that fucking team who I despise. I despise that team in their building 4 games is as good of a start, but I'm leaving it there. I'm not going into I just won't go into it because it's just baseball's too long of a 158 more games to go.
Said to me, like, I had to get home the other day because the game was starting. I wanted to see the game. He's like, look, if you're doing this whole 161, 162 games, he's like, you're going to drive yourself fucking nuts. He's like,
That is what we do, though.
I know.
If the Yankees lose tomorrow, it'll be the season's over.
Well, they're playing tonight. They're playing tonight.
And yes, a late one, late slot.
Diamondbacks are good, by the way.
Diamondbacks are very good.
What a tough start to the season. I mean, that's not an easy schedule.
Not for only subs baseball.
It's not. 4-1 start to the MLB.
I will see this. I never thought I'd see the day. I'm happy baseball's back.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too. There's nothing. And I haven't even really been able to lock in yet because of Easter weekend and traveling with the kids to her parents, my parents. I've been able to really lock in and fucking watch. Tonight, I'm looking forward to I'm going to lock in. I'm just going to watch Yankees.
You're going to watch the whole game?
Well, I'll watch until I start falling asleep and then I'll go.
There's a work day tomorrow, Michael.
It is a work day tomorrow, unfortunately, but that's fine. We got a battle.
That's almost a 10 o'clock start. That's the one thing. In the Eastern time, man, when you have work or you about nothing, when you have responsibilities the following day, you got to get up early. You can't watch till 1 in the
morning.
It's tough.
Don't get me wrong, but I'm going to tell you what you're going to love about East Coast more than anything because you haven't experienced it yet. And Bob has, but a while ago.
Can I guess?
Go ahead. Sports related.
Oh, Sunday football?
I was going to say 1 o'clock Sunday football, but 10 o'clock's better.
When you lock
I don't know, Bob. You could get a round of golf in before
when
football.
When you boys have
a free slate Saturday and you watch college football 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, Hawaii game, you get college football. And if you like it and you gamble on it, you get it. You get it for 14. It makes the NFL slate look like child's play. It's 14 hours of football. It's all day. It's insane. But Joe's right. You could get around. If you're 7 a.m. tee time, you could be back in time for kickoff at 12.
But what's the difference? I mean, you still get that on Pacific Coast, too.
Pacific Coast, it starts at 9.
Yeah, but it starts so early in the morning.
It does. I feel like
eventually it's wrapped up in your night. You're not going to bed yet, maybe.
You're saying like as like a the father premier, or as premier, like a husband, you could put your responsibilities in the morning, do your due diligence, and then you can reap the benefits.
Dude, when you get that Big Ten noon game, the SEC at 3:30, like Bama LSU, then you get the primetime game, whatever it is, like Clemson Notre Dame, and then you go to like a random Pac-12 game, which is different now because there's no more Pac-12, but you get the Utah USC game, and then just a stupid game like San Jose State against Hawaii at midnight kickoff. There's just nothing better. There's just nothing. It is the greatest. It's the greatest time because you could just sit there and watch college football till 2 o'clock in the morning.
The Pacific time is for the college football slate. It does sneak up a little too quick on you.
Very early.
Like even the 10 o'clock for NFL is early.
I just finished making the kids breakfast and trying to get myself my underwear on. I can't lock in beds for 9 a.m. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. All right, Mikey V, we'll send it on over to you. Buy or sell.
I got a big sell tonight, and I think it's an obvious sell staring us all in the face. Now, this pod gets released Tuesday, April 2nd. But we all know what today is that we're recording on. And I am selling this day, April Fool's is the biggest joke.
It's supposed to be a joke.
I hate April Fool's, man.
Why?
I am selling because it's fucking stupid. You wake up, you don't know what to trust news-wise. You don't know what's real. You don't know what's not real. It's just, it's so ridiculously useless. I hate April Fools. I have no use for April Fools. I just think it's horrible. I don't think there's a single redeeming quality about April Fools. I really don't. I don't believe. I'm not a big.
Nobody really even follows it anymore.
Yeah, I feel as though they do. I saw a couple things today. It was so stupid. And these are like major accounts. Like CBS is putting out stuff. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. April Fools, I'm over it, man. Never was part of it, but I'm over it.
Don't let that Penix to Metcalf count as working. April Fools.
Well, you know what, though? That I respect more than April Fools. Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry on April Fools is trying to be like that. And I just think I have no use for it. I have no use for it. It's very, I mean, sure, I guess maybe when I was younger, maybe I thought, but now maybe I'm too old. Maybe
I think I saw the Pat McAfee show today got fooled by a fake golf account about Michael Block being in the Masters.
Anybody could be catfished. Anybody could be had. Not just me.
True story. You hear that, Joey Date? Head on a swivel.
All times.
All right, fellas. Can I get a little bit of a drum roll, please? It is snake draft time. Ladies and gentlemen, back at it for more now. What I find interesting about this one, though, is I don't think these answers are as obvious as some others might think, where like you need to lock in a certain one. What we're going to be doing here today is going to be top five chips, top five potato chips. I just want to set some ground rules. Going to go to the committee here. Are we okay with like Cheetos? Are we okay?
No.
We're not okay with Cheetos.
I am okay with Cheetos.
Because I would be.
That changes everything, man.
Well, it's got to be a full committee approval to where if you don't approve it, Joey D. But I did.
I mean, I love Cheetos. I love Cheetos. So if
I'm okay with Cheetos,
then yeah. I'll do Cheetos.
Okay,
I'm
then
fine,
what?
I'm fine with Cheetos.
What about like a Smart Food popcorn?
No, I'm going to say popcorn is not. No, it's popcorn. Its own entity. Popcorn's okay. Its own entity.
Okay, not a problem there. Mikey V, 3 wins, me 2, Joey D, 1. I won the last week, so I'm going.
Oh, this is tough.
It is. It's a very tough one. I'm going to take the first pick.
I'm going
to go. Yeah.
So then I'm second.
Well, Mikey gets the pick. Yeah. Who in their right mind
would not take third?
So okay, and then question for you. If I go Doritos, right?
You got to pick a flavor.
Okay, that's what I agree.
There's not enough chips. There's not enough chips that you could just take all of Doritos.
I agree.
This guy wants to have the whole Doritos fucking franchise.
But that's why I'm asking. I'm doing my due diligence here. All right, let's get down to business. I'm going to go first. Joey D, second. Mikey V, 3. Number 1, I am taking nacho cheese Doritos out of the gate. I'm going to take nacho cheese Dorito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Sure. I got to follow it right up. I'm going to go Doritos Cool Ranch in the second spot.
Jesus.
I mean, it's just tough.
That's tough scene for me.
I mean, Bob, I think it's a 1-2. I mean,
this is tough, man.
Give me crunchy Cheetos crunchy.
Oh, that's a great play.
Not the puffs, the crunchy. Give me Cheetos crunchy. And then I'm going to go ahead and give me Pringles. Give me Pringles, sour cream and onion.
That's a good play too.
Love it. Yeah, I really love it.
Back to
when Jeff. You're in the 2 spot, you can't miss. No. You can't miss. It's no, a real can't. Tough. It's a real, real tough sledding. Okay. I'm going to go. Man, this is tough.
It really is.
I'm going to go number 2. I'm going to go Ruffles, sour cream and onion.
Such a good pick. Such a great pick.
I would have gone Pringles, but Mikey stole. That's a great play.
Robert.
Oh, I forgot it comes over to me. For some reason, I was thinking Joey D had 2.
Back to back. No, you have 2.
Yeah, this is 2 big picks now.
And, bro, it's really, really tough. Okay. All right. I am going to go. Mikey, did you have sour cream and onion Pringles?
Yeah.
All right. okay. I am going to go Cape Cod kettle cooked chips.
It's which flavor?
The original. The original Cape Cod at 2. And then number 3, I'd like to go spicy sweet chili Dorito at 3.
Okay. The sweet chili, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, too. A
lot of Doritos out there, dog.
Yeah.
A lot of Doritos.
It's number one in the game. God, this is so tough, man.
Yeah, it is. I am going to go. Fuck, man, this second spot is tough.
I have an idea that I have to get this. Joe can't pick this because it will fuck me. I have to have this for my next go around. I have to, or I'm fucked. I have to.
Oh my God, there's a few that I could go with. All right, I'm going to go with Miss Vicky Salt and Vinegar.
Okay, good. Thank God.
That's the one I'm going to go with.
Mikey V gets 2 now.
Yeah, give me Fritos. The Fritos barbecue twist. The Fritos barbecue great twist.
Play. Great
Fritos chip. BBQ twist. And then on the way back, put me down for Cape Cod was such a good fucking play, dude.
This is such a battle, man.
Yeah. Give me, you know what? Give me Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
I love the play, Michael. I love the play.
Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
All right. I'm shocked that I get this at the 4, so I'm gonna go with the original Pringles. original Pringles.
Okay.
Bob, you got two picks now. This is...
Yeah, these are the last two picks.
Do you guys get kind of nervous in these?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of nerves. I do. I do. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, they were in the war room right now.
We are.
This is like being in the war room.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Tell you exactly what I'm going to do. Give me...
This is a battle, boys.
Yeah, it is.
This Mikey, is
confirming you took Cheetos off the board, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. My number Cheetos. One selection. Yeah.
The crunchy.
Yeah, the crunchy.
I'm gonna go with Lay's barbecue potato.
Lay's barbecue is a good chip.
Lay's barbecue potato chips, and then number five, and I hope that this is my steal. At five, give me Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Oh, I got such a difficult decision to make right now. It's between two. One of them is a Cheeto, which is the Flaming Hot. And then the other one is one that if I don't take, I think Michael will take it.
Mikey's a little sneaky fuck.
Yeah.
He really is. He really, really is.
Fuck you.
By the way, Mike, you're writing these down too because you to go over them at the end. There.
I always write them down.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this is really. I just don't know. I don't know. I feel like if I take this last chip, I have like a good variety. Fuck, man. I'm gonna go with Cheetos Flaming Hot. I think that is I have to have that on the board.
It's a popular chip.
I think I have to have that on the board. That's my
fifth. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty happy with that. I mean, listen, this last pick, okay? This is a pick that is going to get criticized. It's a pick but this is a pick to remain true to myself, dog. I mean, listen.
He's taking the one I was going to take.
It's the most
Tostitos scoops.
It's the best chip that you've never... admitted that it's the best chip.
Do you know why I didn't take it? Because you can't have it without salsa or without something. So like you need,
but that doesn't preclude. But that doesn't preclude that from working on this list.
But if you're on the go, Michael,
but this is not. But hold on.
You can't just have scoops. And I thought about it. It was between the scoops and the Flaming Cheetos. Mm-hmm. You have to sit.
Well, you chose the wrong one. You chose the wrong one.
No, I didn't. Because you have to have.
I'm going to take Tostitos scoops. I'm going to take Tostitos scoops because this is not the top five chips. You can't eat anything else list. This is the top five chips list. If I have the Tostitos scoops locked and loaded, I got dips on deck at my house all the time. I got street corn dip. I got spinach artichoke. I got salsa. I got it all. And the Tostitos scoop is the most well-rounded chip, no pun intended, for any of those things.
It's not versatile if you can't have it by itself.
I've eaten it by itself plenty of
times. That is the stuff of psychos. You've eaten it by itself?
I got it. There's a big scoop army out there that's going to back me up. Big scoop army.
Of course.
Big scoop army.
Of course.
Oh, you know what the army is? It's called the voice of the voices.
That's correct.
All right, Mikey, why don't you read through those lists of who's
who? Well, I'm interested to hear these things. Yeah.
Okay, Bob, I think the consensus 1-1 in this draft was going to be Doritos Nacho. I think that was the right play. Doritos Nacho. Cape Cod Kettle, which I think is his best pick, actually. In my opinion, I think that's his best pick. Spicy Sweet Chili Doritos, Lay's Barbecue, another one that I liked, and Cheez-Its. Joey Doritos Cool Ranch, Ruffles Sour Cream and Onion, Miss Vicky's Salt and Vinegar, Pringles Original, and Cheetos Flaming Hot. I got Cheetos Crunchy, Pringles Sour Cream and Onion, Fritos Barbecue Twists, Sun Chips, Harvest Cheddar, and Tostitos scoops.
I kind of like where I stand.
I do too. I like where I'm at. I mean, I really.
I don't know. You know what I'm interested in, Bob? I think your list is great. I don't know the Cheez-Its play. I don't know how many people will like that.
I think people, to me, Cheez-Its is like you love or you hate Cheez-Its. Like I could go the rest of my life and never have a fucking Cheez-It and be fine.
So here's the thing. Like
I know people who love Cheez-Its. I know people who are the complete opposite.
So these are some chips that got left out of the mix. Lay's regular.
Okay.
Ruffles jalapeno ranch.
Never had that. No.
Sun Chips French onion.
That's a strong chip.
I tell you what's a chip that we didn't
Kettle Chips yet. Jalapeno.
What about bagel chips? You ever have a bagel chip, bagel crisp chip, Bob? The little bagel chips?
Yeah, it doesn't excite me.
Oh, I love those. I think they're great. I think they're great.
But go ahead, Joe. What's another chip that got left off the list?
There's a few. I mean, honestly, I think the big ones got taken off the board, but I just don't know.
Regular Fritos didn't go.
Well, no, you picked the right Frito.
The chili cheese Fritos were also really good. Those got left
Never
off
had
the
them.
Board too.
Never had them.
I will say that it's a lot of these picks. It's like consensus. It's like with the movies. Like people are very biased based on what they like. So it's hard to know what's going to come out on top. I think everybody has like Bob's Nacho Cheese, Doritos, followed by the Cape Cod. I think is a solid 1-2. Mike, your Pringles sour cream and onion. I think it's a really good pick. And your cheesy, your Cheetos crunchy is a really good pick.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's just
what's the difference between the Cheeto and the Cheeto crunchy though? That I didn't know.
Oh, there's one's
Cheeto
puff. One's a puff and one's
a Cheeto puff.
Crunchy.
And then there's a Cheeto crunchy.
I got
the flaming hot.
I don't like the puffy. I'm not a puffy guy.
Yeah, I got the residue. I know you can't really hold that against a chip for residue.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you're talking Doritos. You're talking a lot of residue.
100%. 100%.
You're talking Cheetos. You, everybody and their mother knows you just had Cheetos after a full bag.
Yeah, that's right.
You're committed when you have Cheetos.
That's right.
All right. Well, fellas, another snake draft in the books. Another real strong, solid episode of the Brantley Dumb Show in the books. Let's clap it up for us. Let's clap it up for us and the folks back home. Folks, if you could please do us a favor, smash that subscribe button, the whole nine yards. We love you. We appreciate you, boys. We will see you next week. That has been another edition of the Brantley Dumb Show. Take care.